it's a misty morning. It's been raining. It's not currently really raining. Well, no, this is an extremely light drizzle, let's call it. ...20 minutes until major roads in San Francisco get closed down for a parade. And I'm 40 miles away. So, I should settle in, because I might be in this car for a while. Because that all sounds like massive traffic to me. Maybe the rain will keep people away from going to the parade in the first place, and that'll help. I don't know. I'm very concerned about all this. And now it's actually raining. Okay. I'm totally okay with it raining. It's just, you know, I have to drive, and then that's gonna sort of suck. All right, let's get out from behind this slow-ass van. All right, we're going. Slow-ass van works for a delivery company. Come on. You should be hauling ass, going crazy, driving unsafe. Supposed to be a lunatic taking packages places, throwing them on doorsteps, going, fuck, all the time. Thinking about that Snoop Doggy Dogg album. Sticks with you, you know? Ribs sticking rap music. Unlike whatever this bullshit is. Boy, I can see your body moving. This song on Halloween. It's a great move, whoever programmed this.
Looking at me, but yet he still is hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down the kitchen. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me. This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto was a trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till it all got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squad with no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. That's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie.
Goddamn, homie.
My mind is playing tricks on me. Hip-hop nation.
Well, you'll discover new music first. You know that.
Patrol, I made payroll.
Boy, you know it turned out sorry. It's so confusing.
It is raining pretty hard. In case you were wondering.
Unplugged in New York with Lithium's Unplugged Weekend.
Oh, Annie Lennox with me, Madison. I'm Madison. It's first week.
There's that traffic I was waiting for. I knew we were going too fast. It was raining too hard for it to go like that for long. Why? Police lights flash. What's going on up here? Two cars. A Lexus and another Lexus. They don't appear to be smashed up. Yeah, I'm gonna start the morning listening to a little Andy Gibb, and then a little U2, and Wonderwall. Whatever the fuck that is. Now.
a SiriusXM exclusive. Taylor Swift and the Morning Mashup, a SiriusXM Town Hall.
Finally, part any questions from these morning radio DJs. I almost just got rear-ended.
Too. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, if you want to play along at home, you can hashtag this whole thing
Taylor Town Hall. So if you want to play along at home. Cool.
Yeah, that's how that works. That's how hashtags work. Play along. Yeah, I had to slow down because, you know, traffic. That's how it works. The guy behind me was a little too close and had to swerve out of the way to not hit me. So, good stuff. That's the fuck thing, you know? It, like, you can do everything right out here on the road. You can do everything within your power to fucking drive like a normal human being and still get fucked up. Some other dumb motherfucker. And there you go. Now you understand that. I've explained the rules of the road to you. So, there you go. Some actual wisdom. Go forth into the world and, you know, procreate. Right? Get on it. Get on it.
The poetry that goes into actually having something tangible, like, that's why I've been doing so many Polaroid pictures with this new album, 1989. I like the idea that you can, you know, something, you can have it and hold it, and if you lose it, it's lost. So you want to keep it if it means something to you. Like a Polaroid picture, you put it in your pocket, you find it later. It's all these different,
yeah,
I don't know, it's
totally
something beautiful about it, I think.
Yeah,
and cards are the same
beautiful.
Way.
So that
point.
Being said, everyone now takes pictures on their phone.
Right. And getting an email is not the same.
And
no.
Where do they go? Because a lot of times they just go on a hard drive. Do you actually print out certain photos from the past few years that you, like, maybe put around your home?
Yeah, definitely. I have a camera that I really like, and I love to take pictures, and I love photography, and I love taking pictures of my friends. So when I take pictures of my friends and I really like the way that the photo comes out, I'll have it turned into sort of a photo that I print out and hang on the wall.
Wow.
So
wow.
A whole crowd of people here who are so
excited.
Yeah,
you guys.
Yay.
Thanks for
coming. Nice to see you.
It's cool.
So, if you don't mind any questions from them, we can start with Alex.
I don't mind that at all. I think that would be actually best.
Amazing.
Okay, Alex.
Hi.
Happy National Cat Day.
Okay, so my question is, you give so much love and appreciation to your fans and friends. Tell us what giving back means to you and why you think it's so important, and also how can people give to others in the course of their daily lives?
You know, that's an amazing question. I think...
Ah!
Bad brother, word to the motherfucker.
The throwback era.
Back in the
days when I was a teenager.
All day, every day.
Back in the days when
this is Backspin, Sirius XM.
Yeah, okay, I'm not really good at this, but yo, fuck it, I'ma wing it. My name is Marshall, welcome back. That was Devil Son, Big L. We're counting down right now, our unlucky 13. Are we calling it that? That's corny as fuck. Yo, we're calling it the spooky, fucking, our unlucky 13 Halloween-themed hip-hop records. Regime-ish, squeamish, regime-ish hip-hop records. Hold on, Reef is writing something down for us so we can say it, because he wants us to say something. It's probably going to be stupid, but, yeah.
What's the next joint that we're going into, Evil?
I don't know, man.
How about D12? Shout out to D-Twizzy. How about D12 Devil's Night?
Okay, let's get into that. Then we'll get into day-to-day nightmares.
Right here on Shade 45.
Number 12.
I make music and make music, I fake music, hate music, the devil worship is Satan music. Say your prayers, your Hail Marys and Jesus. Take two states, stay from the gathering, make it crucifix. Try to stop it, but you can't do it. A whole generation of kids falling out their fucking brains to this. Kurt Cobain music, students converted to Kane music. Soon as they heard it, went out and murdered and made to it. What's your name, Judas?
Traffic not too bad so far, but it is, the rain is substantial. Crazy juice. Listen to this. It's serious rain out there. Rain is no joke. Skies are dark. I drove under an overpass there. You may have noticed. If it's raining like this in San Francisco, the only people coming out for this parade are going to be extra drunk and extra assholes. Because they're the type of people to be like, yeah, fucking go out in whatever weather, take my shirt off, fucking Giants, blah. Fuck everything, blah. And I'm like, that's... Ugh. Like, visibility is low. It's like that, man. It's wild out here.
I'm the best. I told y'all before, I showed y'all before. Hey, I stood alone watching the world in its own head on my head, listening to taste the music. Hey, I stood at home, hand on the throne with its own flipping and chant, watching how the gangsta, yeah, say what. I stood alone, getting thrown from a thick chicken sand, watching shad, clocking mad, clocking mad.
Everyone decided to slow down. I don't know why.
I'm on the west side of Chicago looking for a Mustang to make me hold my two arms up. Touchdown, you stay in touchdown. But when I touch down, I'm like buckshot short, duck down. Yeah, I'm a clown. I'm from all the town. For me, flash money, take a bitch and ask you what now. Bird flip a dozen, our chicks is fixed, they suck for me. Swallow my kids, go and kiss they cousin. Guess they kissing cousins. Toys kissing muffin. Worse than that, they go home and kiss they husband. Shit's disgusting. Keep the chickens plucking. Keep the bitches buffing. This on my wrist is nothing. It's just yellow hearts and pink dollars. Where I get the money for this, don't think robbing. Fucking with Pablo, Bravo, Mario, me and Bono, Homo, Tato. I stood alone, watching the wall, and it's all hand on my hand, listening to gangsta music. Hey, I stood at home, hand on the throne, and it's all flicking the chain, watching how the gangsta.
It must have been raining for a while because that field is flooded. I was going to say, it doesn't take much to flood that field, but considering how it's been bone fucking dry around here, probably been a bunch of rain in a short period of time. That's my weather update.
It's the Anthem Radio on the Drop by Nina 9, and I'm here, baby, getting in your Halloween requests. Make sure you get those to me if you have not done so already. Hit me up at DJ Nina 9 on Twitter or Instagram, and so many of y'all hit me up for that Dave's Loaf. I got that coming up. I got Wiz Khalifa, J. Cole, Mano, Gucci, ASAP, Rocky. What else is going to make your Halloween better? Hit me up with those requests right now.
Everybody wanna be a dope boy. Everybody wanna be a coke boy. Everybody got a job. Everybody get money. Everybody said it from the hood. Everybody real. But they not for it. Everybody said it, she a bad bitch. Everybody on Instagram.
I ain't got Instagram.
Everybody said it started from the bottom of the top. Let's go.
Really had a crack in the nuts. Really hit it hard from a mountain. Nigga, ask about me. Money, weed, pain, pills, drink. Old course meal. I got four off the appetizer, bitch. I really got shooters right beside me.
Feeling pretty confident in the rain here. I just got new tires put on pretty recently. That's the scary part in the rain, you know. These tires worn down. You have to hit the brakes and then you're just fucking sliding all over the place.
Everybody saying that I'm fucking everybody that day. Everybody wanna be a dope boy. Everybody wanna be a coke boy. Everybody got a job. Everybody get one. Everybody said it from the hood. Everybody real. But they not boy. Everybody said it, she a bad bitch. Everybody Instagram looking like they bad.
I said it, she hurt for everybody.
Everybody said it started from the fuck.
Whatever.
Woof. Yo, the really cool thing about having your own radio station is you can fuck up as many times as you want, and they can just clean it up and make you look like a fucking, like the coolest guy in the fucking world.
That's a good idea to be Paulie just made. I'm going to be Freddy Krueger.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Dad, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Eminem.
How the fuck is that going to work out for you? How's that gonna work out? You gonna go trick-or-treating? How dare you?
Yeah, I haven't taken my fucking mask off yet, though. It's 365 days, dude.
Huh? I got the performance, so I'm gonna be Gucci Krueger. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be Candyman. Get it? Eminem, Candy. Oh, wait, hold on. Yellow Wolf wants to hold on. I think he's chiming in.
He's wearing Scooby Doo's right now.
Yellow Wolf literally looks like Shaggy right now from Scooby Doo. We did a photo shoot today.
Matthew McConaughey, bitch.
And I don't know what he just said. He said he's got Catfish Billy.
Catfish Billy.
Yeah, and he's got tiger blood and all kinds of other shit. Something, I don't know. He's saying a bunch of shit in the background, but it's really not important right now. What's important is that we get into DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. There's a nightmare on my street.
Right here on Shade 45.
Number 10.
It's really dumb idea for a countdown. Like, you know, when you think about how little, how infrequently Eminem is on his station. The idea that you're like, I don't know, why don't you do like a top 13 Halloween countdown? Like, get you and Royce in here. What? Guy in this Civic boldly speeding past this police officer on the Golden Gate Bridge, where the speed limit is a mere 45 miles per hour.
That was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Nightmare on My Street.
Yes.
One of my favorite songs of all time, especially Halloween, theme-ish, squeamish, regime-ish songs. But yo, I think we want to bring Yellow Wolf right now to do this next segment.
Get him, Wolf. Get him, Wolf.
Because I think I got to go take a shit again, so...
Oh, yeah, thank you. Hey, how's it going, Yellow?
I'm chilling, man. So, what number are we? 13.
We're doing our 13, just so you know, before I leave, we're doing our 13 favorite Halloween theme-ish songs or whatever.
Theme-ish, squeamish, regime-ish.
Yeah.
This is Pop the Trunk.
Wait,
Pop
man.
The Trunk is up next.
We're supposed to be doing
Happy Halloween song. Man, that shit is whack. What are you talking about?
Unless you pop the trunk on Halloween.
That's your favorite record. You know every word of that record.
Pop the Trunk?
Pop the Trunk is up next. Right here on Shade 45.
Pop the Trunk on you. All right, look, man. We got to go into DMX Damien. All right, come on, man. You can't fuck up our
flow. Why don't you? I'll tell you.
This show sucks.
You leaving now?
Fuck you guys.
When you, the day you make a Halloween song, my friend, you might make it to this countdown.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Scary.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. Is one of my songs on here, though? I believe it is. Oh, hold on. Wait. Hold. Stop the presses. Hold on.
I got some shit on there. You better get with that Halloween rap, man.
Get that Halloween paper. Yeah. Get that Halloween paper.
So let's go into DMX Damien right here on Shade 45.
Number 9.
Def Jam. Rough Riders. President TV. Freak me. Why is it every move I make turns out to be a plan? Where's my guardian angel? Need one? Wish I had one.
I'm right here, shorty, and I'ma hold you down. Trying to fuck with me, but I'ma show you how.
But who?
Ain't D like you, but my friends call me Damien. And I'ma put you into something. About this Damien, you will need to take it there. You'll be the hottest nigga ever living.
That's a given?
You'll see.
That's what I've been wanting all my life. Thinking about my little man, so I call my wife. Well, your dad's about to make it happen.
What you mean, my nigga?
I'm about to make it rapping. Today I met this cat. He said his name was Dean. He thinks that we're a lot alike and wants to be my friend.
You mean like Chucky?
Yeah, just like Chucky.
Dad, that looks like we both Chucky.
Yeah, the snake, the rat, the cat, the dog. How you gonna see him if you living in the bar? Snake, the rat, the cat, the dog.
You know, DMX has some joints. There's some DMX joints. Like a lot. But there's some stuff in his catalog that is total ass.
Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get it. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation
Wednesdays at 8 p.m. East, the replay still Saturday. That would be tomorrow at 3 p.m. East on Faction Channel 41. Ramon's up ahead right now. Romeo Void on First Wave. I'm Madison.
Number 8.
Oh, I'm at this like crossroads. Traffic's been so light, this got me thinking that I should just go the normal way. I don't know if any of those roads will be blocked off specifically because of the parade. I'm not going on them, but I'm crossing some of them. I don't know. caught in this weird double intersection thing on Broadway, staring at the Big Al's adult books. The original Big Al's. And now there's an ambulance coming up on me. This is going good. It's going good. It's actually a full fire truck. It's not an ambulance. For a truck with its sirens and lights on, it sure is driving slow as fuck. Coming up on a street that is supposed to be closed for the parade. I don't know how this is going to go. I may have made a huge mistake, but I don't know. I'm still moving. Like, traffic doesn't seem like they're just hugely diverting people. Out on the streets wearing weird giant shit. Guy with some kind of orange and black skull cap that's all like fuzzy, furry. It almost looks like bad short dreads in a wig, but I don't think it's supposed to be that. still proceeding towards Market Street. Wait. Wait a second. Hold up. Hang on. That appears to be a meter maid turned sideways, saying, don't drive on this street. Are they forcing everyone to turn right? What are we doing? Like, that doesn't seem clear. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Looks like I am making a forced right turn, which if Market is closed, then this is not a cool way to be going anyway, so I'm gonna squeeze in here. Okay, let's see what we can do. Sansom, no left turn, but you know, any left turns on Market, Market's gonna be closed, so at this point, I'm gonna have to punch all the way out to the Embarcadero and loop around that way. I'm surprised they don't have any signs up. Like, there were some little bits on the news talking about, like, major streets being closed, but it wasn't real specific. And I mean, I guess, like, you know, this street is so long that maybe they couldn't put signs up every step of the way saying when it was going to be closed, but that's still pretty fucked. I can only assume that the route I want to take is open. That's the thing. Like, there's no... There's no real indication. Alright. This right turn is fucked. On Sansom. More blocks and try to turn there. I'd go the wrong way down this alley. No one would fucking know.
Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
So maybe I can just take California. Probably should have gone up one or two more blocks. Slightly further away from this mess. Well, I should go where I want to go. Right?
And them motherfucking bees on them. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie.
Goddamn, homie.
My mind is playing tricks on me.
Shay 45, Yellow Wolf is about to tell us a Halloween story.
This had better fucking be good, man, because this is our show.
Tales from the White Side. Take one.
Tales from the White Side. That's your man. That title fits because,
Do you really got a Halloween story?
Halloween stories aren't really funny.
Last year, my friend and I, Royce, I dressed up as an ironing board, and he dressed up as an iron, and we did the same thing. Yeah, that's really weird. That's a little bit. That actually was not funny either.
Got a trunk and everything we do.
No. I said we went out as ironing. Yeah, he went out as iron knee. We went out as ironing, like the actual act of iron.
Okay. So this is Front Street. So maybe if I turn left here, I can get out a little bit further, and that'll take it out to Embarcadero, because this street, California Crosses Market, so it's closed to up here, probably. Probably. Don't get me wrong, I like baseball, but fucking coming out in the fucking rain to watch a baseball team fucking ride by in cars, fucking whatever, man. Clay has to go out to the Embarcadero mean, there are a lot of cars here, so hopefully they're all onto something. Doesn't seem to go straight through, does it? It's hard to tell. These are all small streets. They're not even on my map. No, that's not. Yeah, honking helps, that's cool. Okay, so this fucking goes to Drum Street, and everyone's gonna want to make a left, which is why everyone is merging in this direction to try to make a left. And I'm in a turn lane. Yeah, it's like this is a three-lane, one-way street. Two lanes turn right, which goes back closer to the closed-off streets. The far left lane goes straight, so everyone's trying to fucking slam left as hard as they can to fucking get over. There's now a bus blocking the intersection with his fucking left turn blinker on, trying to fucking fit in. Man. I mean, the right turn's clear. Like, you make that right turn and fucking head the other way and try to find another way around, but everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. I can't even tell what the fuck it looks like past this intersection either, so I don't know what lane I need to, like, I'm getting far left, like, people are going straight from the middle lane, which you're not supposed to do unless you're a bus, but fuck it. I mean, ideally I'll be able to hit a left on Drum Street and take that further and further away to get closer to the Embarcadero. And then the Embarcadero will be, like, open, hopefully. All right. I am in the far left lane. Why is this car not moving? Boy, this is... Oh, Fuck this city, man. I hate this fucking city. Yeah, drive up on the sidewalk. Fuck, do it. Wait, these cars are fucking parked. What? Oh, boy. I'm gonna die here, aren't I? That guy's going the wrong way on a one-way street. Go! Go! That's fucking awesome! Fuck yeah! That was fucking awesome! Okay, I'm now kind of out in the middle of this intersection. This is a really fucked up lane right here. That guy went the wrong way, and he made it.
Hey, yo, we're back.
Right here on Shade 45. My name is Bad, his name is Evil. Royster 5'9", Eminem, Slim Shady.
Yeah, I don't really have too much else to say. I'm running out of shit to say. I'm really, like...
You know what we can do? We can go into the next song.
Okay.
Because...
Pedestrian providing me cover.
Down our top 13.
All right. I'm in this lane. Yeah. This fucking one lane.
Just joined us. Who are fortunate enough to have just joined us and not listened to all that other bullshit. If you're just tuning in and you're just fortunate to only catch these last couple of songs, we're counting down the top 13
thing.
Halloween... theme-ish, squeamish, regime-ish songs.
And Rihanna, if you're listening, hi.
Hi, Rihanna.
Just thought I'd put that out there.
I can say hi, Rihanna, too.
Sure.
But I actually have met her more than once, so.
you could just say.
Yeah, you know what? Let me put a little cool factor in there. What's up, Rihanna? And this, right now, the song we're about to get into is 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah! We gotta take it to the south.
Late Night Tip.
Yeah.
Right here
on Shade 45.
Number 3.
Let me just take you somewhere secret. Gonna cut out of the lights down, never forgets all about your world. We gonna just know it, what we do. Let your heart to private thoughts, I'm not just out for yourself. Let me self love by the things and like that. You fight conflict, forget what you heard about me, cause you're a scarecrow movie. But there's no pressure on you, cause you know what you must do. Check this out, let's have a drink and I'll give you time to think. Let me fuck this mood up like and cut on. Just pour no bomb, girl, come lounge here by my side tonight. You're my devil's bride and there's a freak deep inside. Have no shame, no need to hide right through you. Keep on the shit, get it all like a slushy. She must be kind of tipsy. Come this crystal like a gypsy. Now I got a hold on board bound to break.
There's a parking meter right here. I should just fucking throw it in here and just go to sleep. Sleep for a few hours.
I'm not the type to get involved in long relationships. Taking trips and buying gifts. I'm sorry, I'm not on that tip. If you want romance, you should just think who you are ready for. Okay. If you're in that group, you can't just hit me on that late night tip. I'm not that type to get involved in long relationships. Taking trips and buying gifts. I'm sorry, I'm not on that tip.
What?
If you want romance, you should just think who you are ready for.
let you aggravate.
I need a coach bag.
I can't be even doing it.
I need my hair done.
Me too, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I've been doing it, you and it since the first time you asked. And might I add, players like me can't be saving you rats.
I ain't with that nonsense. Boy, that lovey-dovey mess. Been that kind of hook. I call it all I want is sex. Still a Victoria's Secret. Hit the nigga store before it closed. Call Chris so I can get something white to go up in my new. Now I'm feeling fine. Nothing but sex is on my mind. If you cannot please me, boy, then please don't waste all of my time. Got you caught up in the mist. Missing girl from Triple D. Late night dip is all we have. It's time to drink that dick.
I'm not the type that get involved in no relationships. Wow. Taking trips and buying gifts. I'm sorry, I'm not on that tip. If you want romance, you should just think who you already okay. will. If you really do, you can't just hit me on
okay.
that tip. I'm not the type that get involved in no relationships. Wow. Taking trips and buying gifts. I'm
Made
sorry,
one more turn.
I'm not on that tip. If you want romance, you should just think who you already
okay.
will. If you win that move, can't just hit me on that late night chip.
I can't understand why this bus be tripping. Can't stand the heat.
There's a big truck stopped here. This bus that was fucking shit up here. Okay, the bus is moving. Alright. For a second, that bus looked like it was not going anywhere, which was gonna be real fucked up. Get in, taxi. I got your back, man. Get in front of me. We're all getting out of here. Nope. Taxi gave up.
Shady Records is in the building. Shout out Yellow Wolf, Slaughterhouse, D12.
I'm a little confused with the next song. Tech Name. Is that how he spells his name? N-A-N?
No, it's a 9.
That's
he makes the I a 9.
What's that look like? Look how it's spelled.
Tech Name. Yeah,
Tech Name.
Top number 13 spot. This is Tech Name. Shout out to
it
Tech
looks
Name.
Like N-A-N-E. Tech Name.
Tech Name.
If we really called him that, I would get a...
Yo, Tech 9 is fucking ill. Tech 9 is fucking crazy. Yo, this next song we're about to get into right now is Tech 9, Trapped in a Psycho's Body, right here on Shade 45.
Number 2.
All right, the Embarcadero. This was the promised land that we have been trying to get to for the past 3 days.
Nothing.
I got children, no life, he's the guy.
got more troubles. Whenever you got it, doubles and triples and quadruples. Having fantasies of beating nipples and newly drugs. Take the pain away. Used to have a lot of love, but now I fade away.
There's some kind of a police department command center here. Okay. Oh, nice of them to have a little electronic sign here that says the streets are closed in the middle of all the fucking closed streets on the one fucking path through. Thanks. Thanks, San Francisco. It's good fucking shit. Streets closed. Market and Mission from Van Ness to Stewart. I don't even know where Stewart is. Also, there's no time on that. Like, when are they going to open those streets? Like, am I not going to be able to get home? Other side of the blockade, it would seem.
Hey, yo, and also, just to let people know, we weren't actually counting down. I kept saying we were counting down. This is not in any particular order. I wouldn't know how to count from 13 backwards anyways.
Me either.
So that's a lot to put on somebody's brain. To make him try to count down from 13 on back.
That's inconsiderate, too.
It's very inconsiderate. So I just want to put that out there for whoever made this list. And I also want to put it out there to the people that this was not in any particular order. These were just like 13 songs that we felt were dope for Halloween. So, oh, wait. Oh, that was, hold on. Hold the phone. This just in. Just realized we forgot one of the most important songs. Bad.
Street, yeah. Sewage, this smell.
This is Bad Meets Evil. Is this the first? No, that's not the first song that we
see. I told you we didn't know how to fucking count. This was not the first Bad Meets Evil song that Royce and I had concocted. This was
the second.
The second. Anyways, who gives a shit? This was Scary Movie.
Produced by my man Reef.
Produced by Reef.
Happy Halloween to
everybody. Oh, I wonder why it's on this list. Because this was the one song that we didn't pick. Actually, I bet you there was 13 songs and you just threw this on the list as 14, didn't you? Reef produced this song, people, and he wants you to know that. Okay? I want you to know that as well. My friend Bad wants you to know that.
Yeah.
And this was one of the things that sparked what was to come later, I think, as the...
It's the EP before the EP.
It was the EP before the EP. This is kind of the origin of that. In a way, who can fuck the history? Man, let's play the song. Bad Meets Evil, Scary Movie,
right here.
On Shade
4-5.
Number one.
Yo, Slim Shady. Yo, Royce 5-9. Y'all wanna make a movie?
What?
We got the film right here.
Yeah, I'm one of them pretty rappers. Fuck if I really have to. I really slap you. King of Detroit, who they name in the city after?
What?
Scantless partners, who's grabbing hammers the hard shit into your heart. The shit is written, in my eyes I'm the illest MC spitting.
What?
Leaving all of you cash shit and kittens. I gotta diss you, my niggas be cocking pistols. Shot and split you, fuck splitting the profits with you.
What?
6% of y'all niggas is just pretend. Clicks with clicks, pussy niggas stick with dicks.
What?
Niggas act bully and blast for the fast penny. My auto is fully, plenty of your niggas pack a semi. Sweet thought, show you get paid.
What?
Rhyming the body, that's the sweet part. You can't be street smart with a cheap heart. 5-9, the street nigga.
Okay, I just need to go straight until this becomes a one-lane road, and then this left turn, and then I can duck in that alley and park. Like, we're so close, but there are so many cars out here.
You get bust back at, bump that, you get blast at, you get laughed at, and I'ma spit
to my guns. Niggas is finished before they gimmicks. One hit wonders, what? Big balls. I'm a spin, you click stars, I'm a pit bull. I'm just dog, I'm just raw. What? Split y'all, holler it's on, then I diss y'all. All of y'all niggas get pissed on, claiming you pissed off. I want drama, wanna make a scary movie. Rappers come in here with their team and carry toolies. You can jump right out of the screen and barely move me. We hard hitting, directing and starring in it. Y'all want drama, wanna make a scary movie. Rappers come in here with their team and carry toolies. You can jump right out of the screen and barely move me. We hard hitting, directing and starring in it.
Man. One man on the planet that'll drive off of the Grand Canyon. Hop out of a Grand Dam and land in a handstanding. Any man planning a battle will get snapped out of his clothes so fast it'll look like an invisible man standing. I'm headed for hell. I'd rather be dead or in jail.
Just realized I'm waiting for a package to show up, and with traffic being like this, I wonder how long that's going to take. Fucking Giants. I've sat still for a full cycle of the light ahead of me. Wait, now that it's turned red, I'm moving forward. What? Ugh.
What up? We're back. And we're back. My name is Bad. Whatever.
I think I do have a Halloween story.
Uh-oh. Hold the phone. Oh, shit. Hold the phone. We have a Yellow Wolf Halloween story. Kids, get your marshmallows, sit around the fire. Yellow Wolf is about to tell a spooky ghost Halloween story.
This one is going to be good. I can feel it.
This is going to be great.
Oh, that's incredible.
So once upon a time, last week in L.A., when I climbed up the rafters and jumped off stage.
Is this a Halloween story, though?
Yeah, it's scary as shit.
Okay. So that qualifies. That's all we need. We just need it to be scary.
So I climbed up the rafters. I jumped out of the light truss. And when I landed on this chick's head, my dick flew out of my pants. So
that's scary.
Did it land in my mouth?
As I'm coming out of, like, almost being knocked out.
Fear, people, fear, fear.
I quickly shoved my cracker dick back into my pants because I was on mute. And, the volume wasn't up. So that's my scary Halloween story. Watch out, kids. Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Right here on Shade 45.
You have just listened to a Shade 45 scary presentation. The Bad Meets Evil Halloween Countdown Special. Only on Shade 45.
Finally, some French Montana.
Where you discover new music first.
Tune in.
Tell me how you feel.
Tell me how you feel.
I feel like the grass is green, and everything I do is unseen. But I know that's just in my mind. I know everything is just in my mind.
Do you really wanna be famous?
Do you really wanna be a superstar? Do you really wanna get dangerous? Do you even know what a groupies are? Bitches out here be
shit. This guy giving up, exiting this lane and doing a fucking U-turn into traffic that also sucks. Fuck, man. So is this guy, what the what are we doing? Why is everyone punching out of this lane? Oh no. Like, this is kind of the only way I can get to where I need to go. This is the only way left. Like, if this way is not fucking viable, I might pee my pants. I don't know. This is... Spookiest Halloween ever. Crossing this intersection. What are we doing? What's next? Okay. Eyes up. Let's make it happen. I gotta make sure I'm not in a turn lane. Guy waved a hand at me for letting him in. Which, you know, I can appreciate. Oh, shit. But now I'm in this far right lane. It's about to go one way. Two blocks to get all the way left. And these cars are not fucking moving. Fucking shit happening right there. That was a good almost accident. Alright.
New music being played?
Did y'all like it?
Or did y'all hate it?
Join the hip hop music meeting.
Log on to SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation.
I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a band, bitch. And I don't want no bitch who need to have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga scram hoe.
Because I'm in shit, shit, 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 because I'm in shit,
what you tell her? What? Or what you tell her? Graduated from the fabricated sabotage. Conversating with a lady going I'm a crazy. Did she feel the credit shot? I'm about to cut you off. Oh, you greedy in Tahiti, I can see you flop. I tell a girl you about to settle with the title. I see how she react when you no longer in your beamer. And she found out that the billet wasn't really rented.
Shit.
You sell a kilo, help a nigga move a kilo. Oh, you want the private deck to take the Dr. Rio. Take no babe out to fill a nigga to make a moolah. Oh, you gold digging, digging, graveyard loser. Ain't none of my cousin American king of the moolah. Let's have a heart to heart, drink wine, make art. Backseat of the Benzo, the AMG. Can you love thugs? It's all make believe. Real fantasy, I see through the easily. I told a bitch I don't give a fuck about a band, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a band, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a band, bitch. And I don't want no bitch who need to have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga scram hoe. Told the girl I'm about to sell the portion tighter. She go and told these folks I'm going broke, smile poor.
This person's letting me in, but there's no space for me yet. Just created a opening one car length in front of me, which I'm sure the person behind me is looking at and going like, I could be up there, you fucker. But I gotta get out of this lane, I gotta make this fucking left. Oh yeah, there you go. Inch up. Everybody inch up. If everybody inched up, I could get out of this fucking thing and stop blocking the lane. Nice. Okay. Alright, here's another person giving up. That's right, sucker. Get the fuck out of here. You gotta have fucking heart for this shit. Mr. Suit, fuck you. Nah, whatever. That's good. People like that fucking punk out. Means fewer cars heading in this direction. Though this big rig blocking the fucking intersection up here is a good reason to fucking despair. All told. Okay. As soon as I get past Fremont Street, it's one way. But it still looks fucked. Because all these people turning left from Fremont onto fucking Howard here. As long as, you know, when the light is red facing us, as long as these fuckers trying to turn left go too hard and block the intersection, it makes it so weird and barely fucking moving. But there's just a man standing in the middle of the street talking to this bus driver. Alright, yeah, the bus is just fucking going. Red light, fuck it, go. Yeah. Get out there, block that fucking intersection. Man. Fuck all sports forever. This fucking sucks. Fuck this shit. Not worth it. bus made it across. Entering the intersection. I am in the far left lane. So far, this starting to look okay. This is my turn. I might actually fucking make it. Here we go. Get hard right and turn into this fucking alley. Jeez. And I have to miss tap the bottle. Why couldn't I be stuck in traffic a little longer just to listen to tap the bottle? All right, you guys. I'm going to go be trapped in this office for the next day and a half, apparently. Have a good Friday. Hopefully you're far away from here. See ya.